Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning. And it endures forever, and is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all the glory and all the honor and all the praise and all the worship to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give respect to my pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince Miles and Pastor Lee Armand of the International Baptist Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to our sponsors and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought daily on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together in a spirit of unity. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you a chance to get your Bibles and pens and paper, and then we'll come back for the Word. Amen. I trust everyone has had the opportunity to get their Bibles and pens and notebooks and paper and all of those things that we use to study the Word of God with. Let me begin by saying, God bless all of you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, our Christ, God bless you on this day. Let us go before our Father with a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment, this opportunity. We say, Abba, our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Precious, mighty, almighty, full of majesty and glory are you, O God. Lord, we say, thy will be done in and on the earth, in us, on this earth, as it is always done in heaven. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength, Father. We ask that you move as only as you can by your Spirit upon the audience that is listening and has tuned in to listen on this day. Father, move and bless them. Answer the petitions of their hearts according to your will, by the power of your Holy Ghost, your Spirit, O God. We bless you. We magnify you. We reverence you. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor, and we come with a grateful heart this morning. Grateful heart. We are thanking you for everything. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us on this day in whatever it is that we do. Let you be glorified, O God, in our lives. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence here. We welcome you and we say you are the teacher. And we thank you for being with us, in us, on us, around us, to teach us the ways that we are to walk in. Lord, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto the people on this day, your people, O God, in Jesus' name, not of me, none of me, O God, but all of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This past Tuesday, we were in Romans chapter 12, and we have been in Romans chapter 12 for the past week or so, or for the past two or three broadcasts. And we were in verses 5 through 11 this past Tuesday, and we were reminded that we are mutually dependent on one another, as Romans 12 and verse 5 says. And today we'll be in Romans chapter 12 again, but this time verses 11 through 15. Amen. And I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and you all can follow along with me in your translations as we always do together. Let's begin reading at the 11th verse, and we'll go down to the 15th, maybe the 16th. It says, never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. That never lacking in zeal and earnest endeavor is the motivation of a pure heart. Earnest endeavor. Honest, earnest endeavor. When your heart is pure, He gives you His heart for the people. And in whatever you do, it is for His glory and His glory alone. It says to be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. Our God is a consuming fire, and it is the Holy Spirit's job to burn all of the dross and all of the impurities out of our heart, so that our hearts may be pure before Him, because He is a consuming fire. And it says in verse 12, rejoice and exult in hope. Well, who is hope? Let's go over to Colossians chapter 1, verses 27 through 28. It says here, to whom God was pleased to make known how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ within and among you, the hope of realizing the glory. Him, Jesus the Christ, we preach and proclaim, warning and admonishing everyone and instructing everyone in all wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, that we may present every person mature, full grown, fully initiated, complete and perfect in Christ, the Anointed One. So Jesus is the hope that we exult in. Amen. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. It says here in Matthew, beginning at verse 17, it says, this was in fulfillment of what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in and with whom my soul is well pleased and has found its delight. I will put my spirit upon him. Talking about Jesus the Christ. And he shall proclaim and show forth justice to the nations. He will not strive or wrangle or cry out loudly, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering, dimly burning wick he will not quench till he brings justice and a just cause to victory. And verse 21 is what I want to focus on. It says, and in and on his name, the name of Jesus, will the Gentiles, the peoples outside of Israel, set their hopes. So let's go back to Romans 12. In verse 12, it says, rejoice and exult in hope. So we know that is, we are to rejoice and exult in Jesus the Christ. The second part of that verse says, be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation, and be constant in prayer. Verse 13 says, contribute to the needs of God's people, sharing in the necessities of the saints. Pursue the practice of hospitality. Well, what is hospitality? As I was studying this, I wanted to know what hospitality was or is. And according to the dictionary that I looked it up in, it says hospitality is the act or practice or quality of being hospitable. Well, what does it mean to be hospitable? It means to be friendly, cordial, courteous, open. And it says here in the Word of God in Romans chapter 12, verse 13, that we are to pursue the practice of hospitality as God's people. Then it says in verse 14, bless those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude toward you. Bless them and do not curse them. In verse 15, it says, rejoice with those who rejoice, sharing others' joy, and weep with those who weep, sharing others' grief. As it stated in Romans chapter 12, verse 5, it says, so we, as the body of Christ, numerous as we are one body in Christ the Messiah. And individually, we are parts one of another, mutually dependent on one another. When you have a brother or sister that has experienced the blessing of God and miracles, we are to rejoice with them sincerely from our hearts, not out of jealousy, not out of just trying to identify with them, but be sincere in rejoicing with them, sharing their joy, and weep with them, sharing their grief, because we are helpers one to another. Let's go over to Colossians chapter 3, and let's look at verses 12 through 17. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17 says this in the Amplified Classic Edition. It says, clothe yourselves, therefore, as God's own chosen ones, his own picked representatives, who are purified and holy and well-beloved by God himself, by putting on behavior marked by tender-hearted pity and mercy, kind feeling, a lowly opinion of yourselves, gentle ways, and patience, which is tireless and long-suffering and has the power to endure whatever comes with good temper. Sounds like the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Going back to Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17, verse 13 reads, be gentle and forbearing with one another. And if one has a difference or a grievance or complaint against another, readily pardon each other, even as the Lord has freely forgiven you, so must you also forgive. Verse 14, and above all these, put on love, and enfold yourselves with the bond of perfectness, which binds everything together completely in ideal harmony. And let the peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule. Or let that peace which comes from Christ act as an umpire continually. Now, what does an umpire do in a baseball game? An umpire calls whatever the batter does or whatever the pitcher does. He makes the calls. So let the peace continually in your hearts, the peace which comes from Christ, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds, in that peaceful state to which, as members of Christ's one body, you were also called to live. And it says, be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. Let the word spoken by Christ the Messiah have its home, its abode, its dwelling place, its resting place. Let the word spoken by Christ the Messiah have its home in your hearts and minds and dwell in you in all of its richness as you teach and admonish and train one another in all insight and intelligence and wisdom in spiritual things, and as you sing with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody to God with His grace in your hearts. And verse 17 of Colossians chapter 3 reads, and whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence upon His person. Why? Because in Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our very being. We cannot do anything apart from Jesus. Apart from God, we can't do anything. He is the giver of life and the giver of all things, because all good things come from above, from our God who is good, the living Jesus. It says, and whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence upon His person, giving praise to God the Father through Him. You know, when we do things from a pure heart, and we do things when our heart is honest and true in the eyes of God for other people, and our love is genuine, and our reaching out to others is genuine and pure, God blesses that. God blesses that. In whatever we do, it is so important. And these are practical things that we all apply to our lives, me, myself included. And it is a work in progress. But know, God wants us to know. The Holy Spirit wants us to know that it's all right. I'm right here. I'm in you. I'm with you. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He will not cast aside those with a contrite heart. He will not cast aside a repentant heart. He will not cast aside a heart of humility. And in that heart, as God is the potter and we are the clay, He gives us His heart, which is His love, not just for Him, for us to love Him and for Him to love us, to love ourselves too, as He loves us, and then for us to love one another as He loves us. This is what He told us to do, to love each other as He has loved us. And this is nearing the end of our study session for today. But the theme that has been the teaching of the teaching, these past sessions that we have been studying, has been Romans chapter 12, verse 5. We are mutually dependent on one another. We are mutually dependent on one another. And God made it that way for a reason. You know, the cross, the vertical beam, represents our relationship, man's relationship with God, God's relationship with man. And the horizontal beam represents man's relationship with each other. And the two intersect in the middle. So God is involved in both of those. And it behooves us to really just stop. The Holy Spirit lead us and guide us in everything that we do, especially if we're doing it as unto the Lord, with a pure heart. My grandmother always said, and you've heard me say this many times, she always told me before she passed away, she said, do right, be right, treat everybody right, and make sure your heart is right. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for this moment, this time, this opportunity that You have given unto us to be able to study Your word together in a spirit of unity. Lord, we bless You and we thank You for the word that has come forth today. And we thank You that it has fallen on good ground and that it will produce fruit that will glorify and magnify You. In Jesus' name we pray. If you all need to get a hold of us, Apostle Charles E. Ellis or Pastor Patty Ellis or anyone on the HNLC broadcasting team, we can be reached at harvestnlc@gmail.com. That's harvestnlc@gmail.com. And the contact telephone number we can also be reached by is area code 214-897-9554. Area code 214-897-9554. And we look forward to hearing from you, especially with reports of miracles and breakthroughs and salvation, especially. Please feel free. Don't be shy. Contact us, and we will welcome you with open arms in the love of God, because this is what we do. We love one another. Amen. God bless you. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious and giving unto you. And may the Lord turn his face and lift his countenance toward you and give you his peace and his wholeness and his essence, his heart, his mind, his will, his ways, his essence, his love, everything that he is. May he bless you with that always and in every endeavor. God bless you. Have a great, good God day today. Until we meet again for another study session, don't forget to tune in next Tuesday for the HNLC Studios live broadcast of the All About Jesus broadcast with your host, Minister Ruth Ellis, my mother. God bless you. We'll see you again soon. And thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Amen.